Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mentioned that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
We've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their 5-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May Instant Games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Memphis' flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thank you.
I'm back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Take Five by Dave Brubeck. Because since we are all obligated to have a take on John Morant's claim, he is a top five point guard.
It's funny. This is one of those, like, I had no idea what it was or who it was by, but I certainly know the Jeffrey, do you know the tune? Like, this is maybe the...
I was literally about to say thank you. Thank you, Chris, because I've heard that song, I don't know, hundreds of times, and I had no idea what it was. I now know. Thank you.
From the album, I believe, Jazz Goes to College. And so,
do you listen to jazz? Do you know your jazz, Dave Brubeck?
I am a dabbler in jazz. I mean, I own maybe 50 jazz records.
Wow.
You know, album or CD, but that's in the context of like thousands of just generally in my collection. And so I'm maybe more than 50, but like not. It is a tangent to my listening, not at the center of my listening. I would say I'm an enthusiastic dabbler.
If you're going to tell people to go buy one jazz album, what would it be?
I mean, yikes! That's tough. I think the ones that I tend to really like and listen to the most at home are not the ones that are like acknowledged classics. There's just some records I just kind of like. There's a Sonny Rollins album called G-Man that I really like. There's this album by this guy named Arthur Blythe called Lenox Avenue Breakdown I really like. The Black Saint and the Sinner Lady by Charles Mingus I like. As sort of a jazz starter kit, I would do Blue Train by John Coltrane, which is like maybe his first album, one of his first albums, and it's a little more like direct bop kind of stuff. It's not quite as, you know, wild as the later stuff, but it's great.
While I'm on the topic, what did you think of the movie Whiplash?
I saw it once, and that was when it was out, so it's been a while. I remember it being a very sort of stylish and effective movie that was kind of maybe well-articulated BS in a way, maybe. I'm not a big believer in, like, the ethic of, like, you know, that art comes from like that kind of stern
it was like the Vince Lombardi approach to jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was a totally gripping movie.
J.K. Simmons is a terrific actor, and like that movie more than anything else, maybe he's done, like, just gives him the ball and lets him run with it, and so that was great. But it's not a movie I believe in necessarily.
The movie was totally taken apart by someone. I read a review at the New Yorker just about how it's literally the opposite of jazz. Like, whatever. The guy was a taff master, you know, torturing this kid till his hands were bleeding. I recommend people like it. I'm looking it right up here. 94 Rotten Tomatoes, 80% Metacritic. So there you go. People seem to like it. While I'm on the topic, I've been meaning to ask you this all week long because we had May the 4th earlier. What's your position on the Star Wars movies? Do you like them?
I like some of them more than others. They're an unavoidable part of our culture, and I've seen them all, at least all the nine main movies. I haven't seen every Star Wars related product, but I've certainly seen all the movies, many of them multiple times. I think they are better, broadly speaking, and they're all different, at least the three different, you know, trilogies are sort of different, but collectively they are better at imagining worlds and broad and conceiving characters and sort of broad storytelling than they are in like the micro of like actually like well written, well acted and well shot, you know, filmmaking. It's more of a myth-making enterprise that became a toy catalog enterprise, and I sort of resent the toy catalog myth of it and the way it's sort of forced down our throats. But, like, you know, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, obviously that stuff was all drawn from, like, mythology and, you know, the whole Joseph Campbell stuff and all that. But there's a reason why it, especially the original trilogy, resonates so much in terms of creating characters and worlds and stories. Like, you know, there's no accident there.
You don't love the, you know, Ewok given out at Burger King's or stuff like that or whatever it is. But, yeah, where were you in terms of the original three? did you see him in real time? Like, what was your, were you?
I definitely saw Return of the Jedi in theaters. I actually remember that. I'm pretty sure I saw Empire Strikes Back in theaters, but I would have been so young that that's very hazy. And maybe I saw Star Wars in theaters, but I would have been like a toddler. And so I don't, like, I remember having seen Star Wars, you know, and I certainly before I saw them in the order. And, like, that wasn't, like, I don't know how people saw movies back then once they were out of theaters. Like, because there wasn't, like, you know, you couldn't go to Blockbuster or whatever. Right. That's how old I am. I mean, I don't know how people, I don't know whether, how soon stuff showed up on, like, television or whatever. I really don't remember. And so somehow or another, I did see Star Wars, but I probably was 2 or 3 years old, so I don't know. But I definitely saw Return. I remember being at the theater to see Return of the Jedi. I remember that distinctively.
So moving on to the basketball game last night. It was a fun game, didn't you think?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, and it was the kind of thing where, they built a lead and then they lost the lead. But it was, to me, it was different than some of the other occasions of that in the past, because it was in the third quarter when that happened. And when you have a game that's that high scoring, like, you know, having a 13-point lead in, like, the early third quarter or whatever it was, it's just not – that's not some, like, you know, we got this on lock. I mean, you know, if you have that lead with 6 minutes to go, that's one thing. But if you have it with, like, 20 minutes to go, it really doesn't mean that much the way teams were scoring. So, like, when they had the lead and lost it, that was disappointing, but I didn't see it as some collapsey thing like they've been going through lately. I just saw it as, like, this is a good game, a hard-fought game, and it's going to go down to the wire like a lot of games do.
Well, and they lost it because Anthony Melton would hit a corner three, and then Anthony Edwards would come up and hit his own three. Like, it was, they lost it to a guy, to brilliance, well, really.
Edwards, you know. Edwards was unbelievable.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a monster.
Like I said yesterday, the Wolves have been playing really well. Like, that is not the team that their record says they are, like, at all. And so, like, that was a team that was playing well, and their best players, I mean, Towns, I don't know why he only played 24 minutes. I know he had some foul stuff, but, like, he was generally pretty good. Edwards was unbelievable. And so, like, you went toe-to-toe with a team that's been playing good basketball, and, like, they have talented players that played well, and you know, you won a hard-fought game, so good win.
It did strike me, like, looking at that collection of talent, if they get lucky in the lottery this year, you know, they get a Cade Cunningham or, like, whatever, like, that, then it becomes scary.
Well, the tricky thing for them was they've had Towns for so long not winning, and then, yeah, you get the number one pick in the draft, but now you had a 19-year-old. This guy's been losing for 8 years, and, like, it seems like it's too late. But maybe Edwards is good enough soon enough, and Towns is still, like, 24 or 25. He's still, like, pretty young. Maybe Edwards is good enough soon enough, and Towns is still young enough that you can go forward with that. Like, that is your main two, especially since you've made a coaching change now that seems to have worked.
Ja was good.
Ja was great. Yeah, and you know, I would say if you need to invent a motivation for yourself that leads to 37 points and 10 assists and a road win, more power to you. Like, go for it. You do you, Ja.
Well, and he, I'm like you, I can get a little weary of it, but, like, he does, very clearly, he does need to. Like, he does. That's what he does. It is, in fact, who he is, right? You know?
No, I mentioned that. Once the Grizzlies, look at the Grizzlies were good, everyone overreacted. You know, I don't feel bad that I overreacted to them being good because everyone did, and I ended up doing the Ringer NBA podcast last week off of that, and that's the sort of the point I made when I asked about Ja, was, like, he has that sort of Michael Jordan gene of, like, inventing enemies to go after or inventing motivations, and, like, it's he has that kind of personality quirk, and, like, I don't know, like, I'm not a psychologist, so I'm not going to psychoanalyze it, but, like, hey, if it works, it works.
Well, and he didn't get 37 by hitting a bunch of threes. He hit that one cold-blooded three at the end, but that was it. He was aggressive Ja.
It was very similar to the play-in game, which they lost against Portland last year, but he had 38. Ja Morant, the NBA's all-time leading play-in game scorer, had 35 in that game, and it was just pure attack mode. And I do think what we've seen the last couple nights, I mean, he was great against Minnesota. He was not great. I think he was 2 of 14 or whatever in the game before that against the Knicks. But the minutes, I think now it's much like last year where they were keeping his minutes in check, and then you get to the end of the season and he's playing 37, 38 minutes a night. I think that's what we're going to see, you know, when they get into play-in playoff games, is is you're going to see him carrying that burden in terms of minutes and scoring load.
You may see this just it's interesting. So they, Grayson goes out, and obviously Jaren Jackson Jr. isn't playing, and yet still no Justice. We didn't have the Justice.
I was moderately surprised we didn't see Justice Winslow in the second half rotation when Allen was out.
Yeah. Do you think they play better when the rotation is a little bit more constricted?
There's a reason teams tend to tighten their rotation when the games matter most, right? I think the Grizzlies are constructed at the moment a little bit differently than your typical playoff team, in which there's the gap between your third best player and your 10th best player. I think with the Grizzlies is smaller than on most playoff teams, and so I don't it's not as clear that the Grizzlies will be better doing that, but I think there's a chance. The idea is that there is a pecking order and one player is better than another, right? And if you take minutes away from a player lower in the pecking order and give them to a player higher in the pecking order, in theory that should make you better. Now there's a breaking point if you do that too much, and now you have fatigue issues, right? So you got to figure out what's the right. You can't say play your five best players 48 minutes because that won't be better. But there is, you got to figure out what the sweet spot is. But typically the sweet spot is not the QB Brown style 10-man rotation, everyone playing between 20 and 30 minutes. That is not what teams typically do when the games matter most.
And, of course, it's some questions about the Grizzlies' pecking order. That Grayson Allen is ahead of Desmond Bane in the pecking order and ahead of D'Anthony Melton in the pecking order. I thought D'Anthony Melton, when he hit that corner three, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's D'Anthony Melton back. And Desmond Bane was obviously good.
I thought Melton has been pretty bad the last week or two. I thought last night was an up and down game. It was almost like the old Tony Allen trick or treat, right? Like it wasn't that he had a bad game. It was that he had bad moments and he had good moments, and they all sort of were smashed together.
I guess there were flashes of moments that made me think okay, we may be getting the old D'Anthony Melton back. What do you think they do with Grayson Allen? If Grayson Allen can't come back, do you think we have Desmond Bane in the starting lineup here?
I mean, that's how they started the second half, and that's been their default, right? Like recently when Allen's missed games. So yes, I think Desmond Bane will be the starter. The question is, are they going to? Is there any point they're going to put Jaren in the starting lineup? And then that's the question we've never known the answer to, right? I think you and I tend to think they'll move Kyle Anderson move Kyle Anderson to the bench, and then you have whoever, Allen or Bane or whoever at the two. But Kyle Anderson's one of your three or four best players on the season, and so. I think that's where the tough decision comes. But maybe they avoid that decision. Maybe they just keep Jaren off the bench for the rest of the season, in which case I think Bane is next man up when Allen's not available.
Well, I mean, you made the point that – here's the question. So you made the point, which was sort of a contrary point, that playing Jaren as a starter is not necessarily putting the present first, because he hasn't been playing that well. And so certainly Kyle Anderson has been playing better. If you really are saying we got to win now, every game matters, maybe the thing to do is to keep Kyle in the starting lineup. Is that one of the counter arguments I've heard is that, okay, you say that because Jaren hasn't been that good, but won't he be better in the starting lineup with Ja? Might we not see a better Jaren that way?
Yes, but are you doing? And I'm not even. I'm just arguing. I'm taking a position here. It's not necessarily my position, but yes, that would be better for Jaren. But the question is not what's better for Jaren. The question is what's better for the team, right? Yes, I think it would be better for Jaren to be in the starting lineup. But what's the best outcome for the team? And I think you're at the point of the season where maybe. I don't think I'm going speaking out of school to say what's better for the team is sort of probably part of the calculus.
Right. Brandon Clark, thoughts last night? He looked good.
Yeah, you saw him in space a little bit more. I mean, you want to see when Brandon Clark's playing, you want to see him catching some lobs around the rim. That's sort of the point of Brandon Clark. He played better.
As opposed to throwing as opposed to that throwing lob. He threw that lob, didn't he? Did he throw that lob to Ja? Yeah, he did. Go ahead.
He anyway. One of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Melton had a wayward
badly.
One, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They have a tough decision in terms of the front court rotation, and the only real solve for it would be given Kyle Anderson minutes on the wing. And I'm a little surprised that they haven't, like, they just haven't done that at all, which I sort of get because Kyle's been playing the four almost all year and has been very good at the four. But at some point, and maybe it doesn't come until next season, at some point, like, I, you know, the whole regular season is a laboratory thing, and maybe it's too late to experiment. But one of the things you would like to have found out this season is, how does new Kyle look playing the three with Jaren and Jonas, right? Because if you want to put your five best players on the floor theoretically, that's Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jonas Valanciunas. Like, that's your five best players, right, in theory, right? And you just don't know, you know, does that work or not? And I don't. You may just not find out at this point. But if you shift Kyle Anderson minutes to the three, like in a rotation, now maybe you can find a way to have Brandon Clark and Xavier Tillman and Jaren Jackson all playing in the same game, which they haven't really had for the most part.
So you said on Twitter that don't think it's particularly useful to ask Ja to whether he is a top five point guard in the league, and I agree with you there. It is funny, though. Like, then, like, from the TNT perspective, like, it worked. Like, it's people are talking about that for forever, you know?
Well,
like,
this is the thing, and I'm happy to entertain it, but a couple of things I would say about it is, in addition to what I've already said about Ja finding motivation, which is fine, I was not subtweeting Ja Morant. I was subtweeting my entire Twitter feed, who was all chirping about the top five thing.
Right.
And it's not like there's nothing to talk about. It's not like, you know, it's not like some dormant part of the season or the off season where we need to invent something to talk about. I'm fine with inventing things to talk about, but, like, whether Ja Morant's a top five point guard, like, and it wasn't like Ja Morant was playing out of his mind last night, but he said that before last night. So it's not like he was having some stretch.
One of his worst games of the year. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not like he had some stretch where, like, suddenly he's like, well, look at what Ja Morant's doing. Is he a top five point guard now? Like, so it wasn't some organic, natural thing to talk about. It was just some shiny ball that came out of nowhere and everyone started chasing it around, which I found sort of weird. I mean, obviously, and another thing about it is that to even talk about it, like, on its own terms, in Memphis, like, puts you in a lose-lose perspective because your choice is either to be a ridiculous homer and say, well, yes, Ja Morant's a top five point guard in the NBA right now, which he's not, or you could be the well-actually guy and say, well, you know, he's not, right?
Right.
The more useful way to talk about it, I think maybe I didn't hear all the first part of the show, but I'd heard the first few minutes as I was driving in, so I think this is where you went with it. The real question is, will he be, right? Not is he, because he's not. But will he be is a more useful frame.
And, I mean, you would think he will be in the sense of you look at guys aging out, right? Steph is going to go away at some point. Chris Paul is going to go away at some point. But Cade Cunningham is getting here at some point. And Jalen Suggs is getting here at some point.
It's the guys who are already here. I mean, you know, you look at, like, the under 25 lead guards. I mean, Luka's the one given. Like, you put Luka on the list, and then you talk about it. But, like, you know, there are a lot of people around the NBA who will tell you that Trae Young is better, and that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander actually is better. You look at that ESPN list where they rank the guys that are 25. They may actually have had Trae Young lower than Ja on that list, but they had Shai higher. I think they had De'Aaron Fox higher, and they had LaMelo Ball higher. And then you're not even including Cade Cunningham and Jalen Suggs, and who knows who's coming after them, right? So it's going to be a loaded position going forward. I do think Ja has a very, very good chance to be one of the top five point guards in the NBA, but it's not a given.
Right.
I mean, I would bet on him, but it's not a given.
Detroit is not good. What's happening with Detroit?
Yeah, they're not good. They have some interesting young players. Sadiq Bey, their one lottery pick was Killian Hayes, who has been out most of the year and now is back and has sort of been in and out. But the guys who have been interesting for them among their rookies all season have been Sadiq Bey, who's a wing, and then Isaiah Stewart, who has one of the best new nicknames in the NBA, Beef Stew, who's been good at center.
It is a great nickname. But, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, they lost 4 in a row, 2-8 in their last 10. Their eyes are fixed on the lottery. I don't know if Jeremy Grant's playing or not. He's been out some.
I think not, right?
Yeah. He's on one of my fantasy teams, so I know that he's been missing games. You know, Jeremy Grant's had a nice season for them. They got Josh Jackson, who, you know, left for the Grizzlies, I think is also out, has had a pretty good season for them. They have some interesting young players.
He had oral surgery. He's out with
Josh Jackson. Yeah. So they have some interesting young players. They really would like to add. They don't have a centerpiece player, and so their hope is obviously to get in the top four of the lottery and get whoever's going to be the best player of their next good team.
It strikes me the way the standings now line up. So the Grizzlies are an eight, half game up on Golden State. There are two games up on San Antonio. San Antonio has a murderous schedule. I just don't think – like so I think San – and then San Antonio is you know, has a two-game lead on New Orleans. I suppose New Orleans could catch San Antonio, but my prediction is that whoever finishes ninth is going to play San Antonio. Like the, and then – and it's
right. –
and it's – I mean – and it's either – and you're either going to be in the 6-7 game – or you're going to be in the 8-9 game, and it's going to, in the end, be you and Golden State, right? I mean, isn't that seem like what's likely? One of them's going to be 8, and one of them's going to be 9, and it may well come down to the last game of the season. And we don't know who they're playing.
And whoever's 8, you think, is losing to Portland, or whoever's in 7, and whoever's 9 is going to win their home game against San Antonio, and then you're going to play.
That's one game. I'm not as sure about that. I also don't know who they're going to end up playing, whether it's Portland or whatever. But it seems to me... that you're either
if you're going on the road against Portland, the Lakers, or the Mavericks, you're probably – I mean, odds are you're losing. I mean, certainly you're the underdog in that situation. I think you're probably right about that scenario.
Anyway, it's a fun time of year. Thanks, Chris. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington. Dirty Mention. Read his stuff over there.
Jeff, I have the Pistons injury report, and I've got great news.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Wayne Ellington, out. Josh Jackson, out. Hamidou Diallo, out.
I'm trying to lose.
Corey Joseph, out. Mason Plumlee, out. Jeremy Grant plans to return on Saturday, so he's out tonight.
Plans to return on Saturday. Okay. It is time for Writer Than Write Trivia. We are going to give away a copy, a signed copy. If you want me to make it out to your dad, that's happy to do that. A signed copy of After the Jump. If you win, I will trundle down to the post office and mail it to you myself. You also have bragging rights over Jeffrey Wright. All you got to do is best him in trivia by being caller number 3, 535-3776, 535-3776. Kevin Cerita, the trivia master, will join us when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the place to go for all of your computer needs is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebook, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it or they can get it or they can build it for you. And yes, they also handle computer repair, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, virus removal. They can handle it all. And if you have viruses because you've been Googling stuff you shouldn't Google, it's cool. Cooper Systems isn't here to judge you. or your search engine. They're just here to get your machine back up and running smoothly. So for all of your computer needs, you know where to go. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 901-360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love, and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle...
You didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lovers of what others
broadcasting say. Live from the Triumph Big Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Night. That'd be a great night to get out. Looks like a beautiful day, too, doesn't it, Jeffrey?
Certainly does, Jeff.
I'd get the bounty on broad tonight.
Amen.
How are you? And have a delicious dinner. The phone number is 410-8131. 410-8131. 2519 Broad Avenue. They got a stunningly gorgeous dining room. There's outside seating now. They also have curbside delivery if that's what you are interested in. Absolutely stunning food. The crisp Brussels sprouts. They have house-braised collard greens. Now, that probably wouldn't be... I wouldn't be drawn to that immediately, except it's got ham hock.
I was going to say...
I mean, if you got ham hock
in
there...
I've had them, and...
You have had them.
They don't stink.
They don't stink. The fried Gulf oysters, of course. Hannah Farm, cornmeal, crusted, lemon... house Romelade, absolutely delicious. They got a white wine poached Chilean salmon, which is spectacular. A hand-cut 14-ounce New York strip, which is absolutely sumptuous. The red wine-braised Berkshire pork shank with smoked Gouda cheese grits, stewed collard greens, house jus, absolutely delicious. And finish it all off with, hey, listen, if you like the chocolate cream pie, do that. I would do the key lime pie. It is Bounty on Broad. 410-8131. Yeah, for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2519 Broad Avenue. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. Kevin Cerrito is, of course, the trivia master of our city. Kevin, how is life in the world of fun and games this week?
Hey, it's going pretty good. We were out at Rail Garden last night for Cinco de Mayo. We had five rounds of five questions to celebrate the holiday. We always play that as our usual format. And we've got bingo tonight live. You're talking about, you can go eat a Bounty on Broad, then come see us in Overton Square or pick up some food in Overton Square. We'll be playing bingo
in
outside.
Person, starting at what
o'clock.
Time? 7 o'clock, Overton Square. That'll be fun. Bingo. And then, so no virtual bingo tonight, actual in-person bingo tonight. And then is Rail Garden every Wednesday night?
Yeah, Rail Garden's every Wednesday at 7. It's general knowledge trivia. It's the hodgepodge of stuff, similar to kind of what we do here every Thursday morning. But that's, yeah, Wednesday night's the Rail Garden. We do have Harry Potter trivia next week at Crosstown Brewing Company. And we do play virtual bingo. It's just now on Tuesday nights. And this month we're having different themed virtual bingo nights chosen by our patrons. And this week we had Star Wars bingo. This week is this coming Tuesday will be Disney bingo. So we'll have Disney themed bingo. You can win Disney gift cards this Tuesday.
All right. Our contestant today is Patrick in Cordova. Patrick, how are you feeling about this?
I am feeling good, Jeff.
You're feeling good. Confident.
Pretty confident.
You've heard Jeffrey play trivia before.
Every week.
We'll Thank see. You for we, listening, Patrick.
We appreciate that. I'm going to turn the proceedings over to Kevin Cerrito.
All right, Patrick, this is Righter Than Right Trivia. Of course, your goal is to get more questions right than Jeffrey right. If you're able to do that, you can win after the jump, which Jeff mentioned. He'll sign it, and he'll sign it for your father, but maybe for your mother, too, because Mother's Day is this weekend. This makes a great Mother's Day.
I don't know if it's going to get there in time.
You can get a belated Mother's Day gift.
You have to be a belated Mother's Day gift. Exactly. Right.
You're right.
Yeah, it could be a Memorial Day gift, a Father's Day gift, a July 4th gift.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a Labor Day gift, depending on when I get out there mm-hmm. to mail it to you, but it's not going to be a Mother's Day
we
gift.
We feel I'll confident you'll get honest. It before Christmas.
Yeah, it could be a late Christmas. It could be an mm-hmm. early Christmas gift. Anyway, go ahead.
Great summer reading as well. It works mm-hmm. on all times. So you get a copy of After the Jump. You're going to go on a trivia adventure. So you're going to choose between two different options as we go along. But your first choice is between number one and number two.
I will take number one.
You're going to take number one today. And remember, you do have a steal as well that you can use in case Jeffrey misses a question. Jeffrey can use the steal as well in case you missed a question. But you can only use that once, and you just got to let me know you would like to use the steal if and when Jeffrey misses a question. We're going to start. So going on a good old-fashioned regular adventure today. We're just going to have a regular Thursday, and we're starting with breakfast here on your adventure. Do you want to have cereal for breakfast, or do you want to go out to eat?
I will go with cereal.
Going to have cereal. You're going with question one today. They're magically delicious was the advertising slogan for what breakfast cereal? They're magically delicious.
That would be Lucky Charms.
That would be correct.
That's one to nothing. Jeffrey?
Let's go cereal.
Going to go cereal as well. Kid tested, mother approved. Is the slogan for what breakfast cereal?
Kid Trix?
Mother. What was that?
Trix?
Trix is incorrect.
Trix are for kids! Trix are for kids! I don't know what's kid tested, mother approved. What's the answer? Oh, wait, see, steal. We got to steal. You can steal if you want, Patrick.
I'm gonna save my steal, I believe.
Okay. You're gonna save it. I was so close to saying so close, Jeffrey. And you know, sometimes I say so close when you're not close,
yeah.
But you were very close because it is Kix. It is Kix.
So
right in the alphabet and how the word in, but Kix, K-I-X. The next up on our adventure here, while you are eating your breakfast, do you wanna watch the new Stranger Things trailer that just dropped this morning? Or do you wanna read the news?
Read the news.
going to read the news. What movie won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Act, the Best Actress Academy Award last week?
Oh, geez, I know that one. I cannot think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of the name.
All right, we're going to have to count that as a miss, Jeffrey.
I'll steal. Yeah. Nomadland.
Nomadland is correct. Jeffrey with his first point and a steal. Jeffrey,
Patrick, don't feel bad. I couldn't remember Meryl Streep.
Yeah, that's it. That was one of those.
This it haunted, me, everyone, for, it yeah, haunted exactly. me for like 2 weeks.
Jeffrey ties it up with a big steal, and now is a chance to take the lead.
I'll go news.
You got to go news as well. While Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to step on the moon, what third astronaut who died recently remained on board their command module spacecraft orbiting the moon back in 1969?
Michael Collins?
Michael Collins is the third man. That is correct.
Clutch, Jeffrey. Clutch. And, of course, Patrick, I'm rooting against you because I don't want to go to the post office. 2-1. Jeffrey takes the lead. Back to Patrick.
Jeffrey impressing Fishman with that answer. So we go to our next stop on the adventure. We're going to go get our vaccine because everybody needs to get their vaccine. It's so easy to get. You drive up in your car at the Pipkin building right now and get your vaccine. So if you haven't got it, it is free. Even if you're young, you need to get it to help us all get back to normal, even if you think you're young and healthy. Get your vaccine. Anyway, so we're going to go get our vaccine here on our journey. And do you want to get it in your left arm or your right arm?
Left arm.
It's one of the questions they ask when you arrive. You said left arm. What is the name of the jean style that features extra pockets in a loop on the left pant leg made to hold a hammer?
That would be Carpenter.
Those are Carpenter jeans.
By the way, on the issue of the shots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, everyone does left arm, right? Unless you're left-handed, right? Yeah. But one of the fascinating things is... Do you look at the needle, Jeffrey?
Of course not.
It is one of the hilarious things is that every single picture,
no.
Every photo of people getting the shot, we're all staring straight ahead. No one wants to see the needle. That is I think it's a common
instinct. Why
would
I watch forged metal that was designed to puncture my skin?
No one watches the needle, and I looked back at it. I thought of this as I was staring straight ahead as I got the needle, that literally everyone is staring straight ahead as they get the needle. Okay, what's the score? 2-2, I believe. Over to Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's not going to be a choice. You want to stare straight ahead or stare at the needle? But that's a very good point because I think because the needle is the scariest. That's because it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt at all.
So the only
speak for yourself,
Jonah. Like when it's going in, it doesn't hurt. You barely feel it at all, and so you probably there's a better chance you would if you saw it actually happening. I don't know.
I got it in my left arm, but I'm going right.
You're gonna go right to shake things up. It's something unpredictable, but in the end. Is right, is a lyric from what song? From the 90s. What 90s song?
Something unpredictable in the end is right.
Jeffrey has gone quiet. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right.
Oh.
Closing time?
Ooh, that's a very good guess, but in the end is right is from Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, Green Day.
We could have had a steal there.
Gross.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Oh, were you going to steal it?
Yeah, it was.
I'm glad we bollocked it up. You say you knew that you know it, but we can't trust you, Patrick. Kevin ruined that for you. I feel sick about it. Over to Kevin. It is tied at 2.
I apologize, Patrick. Since the introduction of the steal, it's only the second time that has happened. Mother's Day, as I mentioned, is this weekend. Do you want to get your mother, go pick up a gift for your mother here on this adventure? Grab a scented candle or some flowers.
Scented candle.
Scented candle. I'll give you a chance to show off your music knowledge here. If you get your mother a candle that smells like a teen spirit, it is a candle based on what band? This is not a candle that I know exists, but.
That would be Nirvana.
That is Nirvana. That is correct. There you go.
Listen, Patrick does have the advantage of getting pretty easy questions here. Like Kevin did. I mean, and it's all chance. This is totally chance. You pick 1, 2, whatever else. But you've gotten a good run of questions, Patrick. You got to admit, your cereal question was either easier than Jeffrey's, right?
Absolutely.
Magically delicious versus kid-tested.
That's the whole point.
Like, it all comes out in a wash, though. You know, so he leads 3-2 over to Jeffrey.
It was Mother's. What were the choices again?
A scented candle or some flowers?
Let's go scented candle.
Scented candle as well. What Disney princess said the following quote? Just because I look like a man doesn't mean I have to smell like one.
I thought you were a Disney expert, Jeffrey.
I am, but...
Not you. Princesses aren't your niche.
Just because...
Get ready with the steal, Patrick. This one we won't ruin for you. It's all going to be all yours.
Just because I look like a man, I don't have to smell like one. That is a quote for a Disney princess.
Is it Brave?
It is not Brave. That's not her name either, but that's
whatever.
You want to take it, Patrick?
I do not know this one. Sorry.
That would be the one Disney character who dresses up like a man here, of course, to join the armed forces there. Mulan.
I see. All right. So are we into the, is that the end of regulation?
I think we are. We're continuing
at the end
our
of regulation,
adventure. Yes.
It is 3-2. Patrick has the lead. I'm going to count on Jeffrey to come back. I know how many Jeffrey is betting. Patrick, how many are you betting?
I'm going to bet 2.
You're going to bet 2. Jeffrey's betting 2. We'll start with Patrick.
Okay. We've got, your last one. You're going to bet. There's so many great apps that you can bet on sports on. Calkins, what's your favorite one?
FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite one, Jeffrey?
BetMGM.
Yeah, those are both great. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're making a bet on the Grizzlies, making or missing the playoffs. What is your choice, Patrick? Making or missing the playoffs for the Memphis Grizzlies?
Making.
Making the playoffs. 40% of what crop in the United States is dedicated to making ethanol?
It would be corn.
Corn is correct.
That's the win. He sealed it up, Jeffrey. Nothing you can do. Patrick, congratulations. We'll hang on, and we will tell you how you get your prize. So congratulations. Jeffrey, how do you feel about your performance today?
Not great.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
Honestly,
I missed a Green Day question. My sweet spot.
What I would say here is that you're trending in the right direction. Say it anyway.
Say
top
it,
five and, trivia yeah. player trending in the right direction. Once again, Kevin, how do people join you for fun and games?
Jeffrey, you did get the Michael Collins question correct. I mean, that is a tough one, knowing the guy who
I don't need your pity.
He traveled all the way to the moon and didn't even get out to step on it for 1 second and say he walked on the moon. So that was nobody remembers Michael Collins. So tonight we're playing bingo at 7:00. It's free in Overton Square. All of our events in person are free, including at Rail Garden playing trivia next Wednesday night and Rider Than Right trivia right here on the Jeff Calkins Show.
We got to get out of here. We're going to take a break here and come back with the one story you have been waiting for. Patrick's going to hang on the line. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more.
Recruiters from all 7 of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Odyssey is all the audio that matters to you. Listen on your smart speaker or voice-assisted device. Amazon Echo, Google Nest, Sonos, Apple HomePod. It's so easy to play your favorites at your command, hands-free. All kinds of music from all over the country. Top 40, rock, R&B, country, alternative, and more. Sports talk and coverage from all the leagues. News from coast to coast. It's all here. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. Explore a universe of audio. Odyssey.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one straight way.
And all we want to do is get
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
You know, I think we'll take a break from the Aaron Rodgers drama today.
I think we're going to have plenty of time to continue.
Congratulations to Brady White, who... He doesn't have a deal with the Titans. He's been invited to a rookie minicamp.
Yep.
See if he can impress. And then he could get a free agent contract. But I want to talk about the Rangers-Caps game last
night. Yes.
So the game commences and immediately fights break out all over the ice.
3 simultaneous fights going on as the puck drops.
So you disapprove?
No, I was locked in. It's most excited I've been for a hockey game, maybe ever.
You know, this all stems from the fact that I think, and no one cares about this because this is getting into the nuts and bolts, is that the NHL doesn't take care of Tom Wilson, who's the villain here, right?
Sure.
Doesn't punish him sufficiently. And then the truth of the matter is this is just true. Like, the ethic in this was for when Tom Wilson does what he does in the last time these two teams play, mm-hmm. in the code, you're supposed to take care of business then. Mm-hmm. You know, you immediately go after him then.
Yeah.
You don't wait till the next game and everyone's saying, you got to fight him, right? You got to fight him. It's like after school. Everyone's like, you got to go get him. Yeah. You got to fight him. So this was definitely fight theater.
Mm-hmm.
And some said it was horrible for the league. I don't honestly think it was horrible for the league. What's horrible for the league is when they don't let their talented players play talented players and they yeah. muck up the actual game. That's what's horrible for the league. Here's the question. And then some say how ridiculous this would be. Like, What happens if NFL game began and people would just immediately start fighting? That would be a scandal, right? Or what happens if at the beginning of the Grizzlies-Pistons game, all of a sudden, three fights break out? That would be unheard of, right? It would be a, you'd have an investigation in it. They'd be thrown out for forever, right? And so why is hockey, it's a travesty, et cetera, right?
Sure.
I mean, I hate to say this. I don't know, do people get mad when fights break out in boxing?
No, and more importantly, like, we see this all the time in baseball.
I mean, I hate to, it is, in the end, games are, because of history, games are played different ways and different things are acceptable in different games. You know, in football, they knock each other down, like, willfully.
Yes.
They come running full speed and knock each other down.
Yes.
And in...
And you get the opportunity
and in baseball,
throughout
you know
the course
what they do?
Of the game they, to hit somebody hard.
And in baseball, you know what they actually do?
They throw
balls at each other.
Yeah.
Like, at each other.
Yeah, and
they
sometimes it takes three months to see a team again, and then they throw at them then.
And in hockey, one of the things that has always been a part of hockey, it's not like it just broke. Like, one of the things that has always been a part of hockey is fighting. And let's be honest, it kind of helps the fact that they're standing on skates.
For sure.
You try throwing punches standing on skates. So one reason it's a little more acceptable in hockey than in the NBA is because there's really very little damage done. Very little damage done. They're on skates. They're wrestling around. They boom, boom, boom. I don't love it, whatever else. But, I mean, literally, we have a whole sport dedicated to people beating the hell out of each other. Multiple sports now. We invented another one.
Football is so dumb, you have to put body armor on.
Right. And so, and in boxing, literally, ding, 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 go fight. Like,
why are
we being outraged that there's a sport where at least part of the culture is fighting? I'll be honest, like, I wish hockey would be less holding and grabbing and
sure.
crap that slows down the really
yeah,
great
you watch,
skill players.
You wanna, yes.
But this does, and I didn't like it back. I mean, I did like it in the 70s when all of us fighting left and right. But like, no.
There were six fights in 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It was electric.
It was electric. It was. Yeah,
there's
it was,
also a purity, Jeff,
fine.
In that in boxing, you get paid to fight. Those guys last night are probably going to pay to fight. Like, they're going to get fined.
Yeah, now some players are on the team because
sure.
they're tough guys and whatever else, and that's I don't know. Like, I'm just not out. I'm not outraged by it at all.
I'm willing to bet
at all.
That game popped a rating.
That game may well have gotten a rating. I didn't find it. Is it weird? I guess if you're not familiar with the sport of hockey, it seems weird, right?
Well, there's also the element of, because of the way the season's working out, you've got divisional opponents basically playing the whole year.
A million times.
And so it's, you know, like, imagine if the Ravens and Steelers played four times a year.
It is funny. Like, the Rangers had to fight.
Yes.
Like, they had to fight. It
yes.
was, like, truly after school where
yes. yeah.
you just... You may not even want to.
Even if they didn't want to. Like,
but the momentum
yep.
was carrying
yep.
you. You had to be behind the school at 3:15 where Joey and you were going to fight, even if you didn't want to. Like,
yes.
you were carried along.
And you are looking up
here.
At that bell, and you're like,
oh. Yeah, you may not be looking forward to it, but you knew you had to do it, and that's the way it went. All right, what's happening next on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Ben Golliver of the Washington Post, he wrote about the executive that made the decision to come up with the play-in game. He's going to join them at 11:25. Jordan Mincy, the Jacksonville men's basketball coach, former Ridgeway star, will join them at 1:25. Jason Smith joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey during the second hour. George Sedano joins GP at 4:20. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Do we know, is GP going to join GP at 4:20?
I've not gotten the update.
Voice back?
I've not gotten the update.
He's been suffering.
He's
been suffering.
He tried to play through it and couldn't go. Also tonight, pregame with Jessica Benson starts at 6 o'clock. Or beg your pardon, at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. Our work is done.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And
Odyssey Station.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you with the gift of Massage Envy. Visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom. Or call 290-2234.
Are you ready to get twisted? Try the new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Coney. The chili, hearty. The cheese, melty. The fried onion rings, crispy and crunchy. And we're putting it all on top of a beef patty or Footlong Coney. It's Twisted, y'all. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC.